This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama friends, citizens, and patriots, one and all. This is May 20th. I think it's Wednesday. I know I sometimes get the days mixed up, but I'm fairly certain it's Wednesday today. And it is the day after Election Day. Brian, glad to have producer Brian Temple with us today. Brian, how you doing today?
Doing very well. I was a little disappointed at the turnout at my polling place, but then again, I didn't vote till after 5 o'clock last night. So I'm hoping that a lot of my friends and neighbors voted earlier in the day.
Well, my polling place was pretty much packed when I first went there yesterday, but I was there one of the first in line at 7 a.m., and by the time we voted and left, there wasn't many people there. But I don't know. I think we had a pretty good turnout today. The one thing I would like to mention, I think the people we interviewed on our show, such as Donnie Shaw, at least they did their job. I haven't heard of one bit of malfeasance or anything going wrong.
No.
It went off without a hitch.
And I made a point to ask my poll workers there at my polling place. They didn't have a problem. And you know what? Something happened that Donnie Shaw said would happen. Is somehow my address was different than what's on my ID. Poll workers knew exactly what to do. Snap of the fingers. Okay, you fill this out. Let me get another picture of your driver's license. And we're going to put this in a provisional ballot, and we're going to double check and make sure that all that's correct. If it works out being fine, your vote will be counted. If not, then we'll kick it out.
Well, you know, speaking of provisional ballots and close races, I just wonder what would have happened. Falkville, Alabama, population 9,876.
Salute.
Salute. They had a vote yesterday on going wet or dry.
Right.
And they went wet by a great majority of one vote.
Wow.
116 to 115, which, by the way, that's less than 5%. That's 2% of their population thought that was important enough to vote on. But
I saw a number today that was kind of a trend across Alabama, that roughly 26% of eligible voters voted yesterday in Alabama.
That's kind of sad, you know.
And I understand a lot in the primaries, because you really don't. It's so scattered. There's so many people, and some people, a lot of people, evidently just want to sit back and let the smoke clear a little bit and see who the candidate's going to be.
Well, you know what? It makes you wonder how much a vote costs nowadays. I'll give you an example.
Well phrased.
We saw probably the nastiest campaign I've ever seen here for House Representative District 20, which James Lomax won with 66% of the vote. He defeated Mo Brooks 4,465 to 2,894.
Well, James Lomax's advertising didn't do Mo any favors.
No, but I just wonder how much that advertising cost, how much those 4,000 votes actually cost per person.
I'll put it this way, having spent some time in television, I bet what he paid for that one spot cost more than all of the cars I've ever owned put together.
The one spot, the game show spot?
Yes.
Yeah, that was
a lot of work. And all the cars I've owned and all the houses I've owned, you add it all together, still more than that.
Well, that's one of the races. I'm going to kind of sum up all the ones that I think were key races. By the way, today is National Pick Strawberries Day. I hope somebody observes that, and I hope somebody picks strawberries.
Drove by the Ayers Farm Market today. They've got a lot of strawberries out there. Y'all need to go over and check them out.
Every Saturday, I buy my gallon of strawberries on Bailey Cove.
You go to the St. Thomas Farmer's Market?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love that Farmer's Market.
Yeah, a gallon lasts me about a week.
Do they still have the lady selling the heirloom tomatoes?
Yes.
I need to go down there this weekend then.
Yeah, they got good stuff down there. So, National Pick Strawberries Day. So, speaking of picking winners and picking people, let's talk about some of the major races in the state of Alabama. First of all, the governor's race on the Republican side, Tuberville had about 90% of the vote.
That caught me surprised.
Yeah, no surprise there. The other one that was most interesting, I thought, was the lieutenant governor's race. That is one where on this show we had said that's probably going to go into a runoff, and it did. John Wall, who was the candidate, who was the former head of the Alabama Republican Party, got, by the way, these are with 99% of the votes counted. John Wall had 40.6%, and Wes Allen had 38.0%.
I'm going to start calling the great Cronack.
Yeah.
Get you the big puffy hat to go on and start making your predictions.
I have a story about that. I did that as a plebe at West Point and got in major trouble. But
there you go.
That's a story for another day. So John Wall had an endorsement for the president, and it didn't really carry him over the finish line. Another race that we said was going to be in a runoff was Catherine Robertson versus Jay Mitchell. And we kind of knew that was going to happen. Catherine had 40.5% of the votes, and Jay had 34.4. Another one that I thought was interesting was the race for senator. And that was a one where, again, Barry Moore was endorsed by President Trump, and he got 39% of the votes, and Jared Hudson, who just sort of came out of nowhere, got 25% of the vote, and Steve Marshall, former attorney general, got 24.5% of the votes. The final two are so close that they haven't finished the 1% of the count, and that will determine who is going to go into a runoff. But somebody is going to go into a runoff, and that's one that we said would go into a runoff. Another one, we've had a lot of these people on who are running for public service commission. Place one, Matt Gentry won that, hands down, 74.8%. And we had Mr. Brent Woodall on the other day, and he was running for place two. He did not get that. Jim Ziegler did. We've also had Jim on the show. He got 44.8% of the vote, and the incumbent Chris Beaker got 24.6% of the vote. Excuse me. For the Attorney General, Caroline Dobson won that hands down, 64.9% of the vote. And for school board, we had Miss Emily Jones on the show early on in the election process, and she is in a runoff versus William Matthews, and Emily had 42% of the vote. Matthews had 32.4. And also, we had Corey Hill on, who was running for Secretary of Agriculture, had a very close race with Miss Christina McGinnis. Corey had 35.4% of the vote, and she had 34.8. Andrew Sorrell won the auditor's race against Edward Chin, hands down. And then, again, the race that was most interesting here was James Lomax versus Mo Brooks, where James won by 66% of the vote, so there's no runoff in that election. So the elections are over for now, but they are not over for the year. We have runoff elections on June 16th. And what I've always heard about the runoff elections back when I used to do this kind of stuff for a living for the housing industry is the one who's leading in the runoff is usually going to win, because the other people, they just kind of give up and say, well, you know, we didn't win it, so no sense in me going back out to vote. Although some of these are fairly close, so we'll see how they come out. That's your election report for...
Well, let's take a look for a moment on the people on the right side of the left side of the aisle.
Okay.
Because we have not done that. Doug Jones is going to be your Democratic candidate for governor. He walked away well over Will Boyd. Also, for U.S. Senate, Everett West is going to be your candidate. It looks like he's over Dakari Lariat. It was the next one, but it's pretty well done away.
And you know what's interesting is Doug Jones and Tuberville squared off against each other for a Senate seat at one time.
Yes, they did. So you're going to see a replay of that coming up in November.
I dare say that one is going to get very, very interesting. If we thought a lot of money was spent on House District 20, I can only imagine how much is going to be spent on that gubernatorial race.
Right. And for the Republican primary, talking about District 5, Dale Strong is unopposed.
Right.
Andrew Sneed edged out Catherine Duvielle.
Who we had on the show.
We had on this show. That's pretty close, but Sneed has the majority there, so looks like he's going to be there showing up against Dale Strong this fall. So that's a look at some of your people on the left side of the aisle as far as yesterday's primaries.
Okay, that's it, Brian. Thanks for...
We try to be very ecumenical here.
Whatever that means.
No, we try...
We try to be fair and balanced.
Bill leans right, I lean left, and we try to meet in the. We still meet in the middle, so we try to make sure we try. We know that there are people from all walks of life and all different political beliefs, and so we want to make sure we're serving everybody.
And the best thing, people who don't believe in the same thing, is to try to find a middle ground and compromise. So.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and take a break, and then we'll get Skip Vaughn on from the Redstone Rocket for a report on what's happening out there.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfer's elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfer's elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfer's elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just... pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
Wasp Asset Software, delivered by our next level software team, helps you track every asset with ease, giving you total visibility over your tools, equipment, and IT assets from everywhere.
With WASP, our customers have reduced loss, improved accountability, and saved hours of tracking down what they own and where it is.
This is proven technology, and I urge you to ask about it.
Baumhauer's Restaurant, legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to Baumhauer's.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
Hello, listeners. I want to tell you a little bit about Minuteman Press and what we have to offer our community. We specialize in paper printing and can help from designing your piece to the finished product. We print media guides for many of the athletic departments at high schools and universities around the area. We typically purchase sponsorships from these schools as well, try and help them with their fundraising. Once we have reached our new normal, we also print all types of marketing materials free to hand out either in person, via mail, or at various trade shows and events. At Minuteman Press, we're not just putting ink on paper, we're building relationships.
The ultimate golf experience is waiting for you at The Golfus. For a limited time, you can get an unlimited membership for only $99 a month. Hit balls on the range, play any of our 2,000 golf courses, have a graduation party, or host a corporate event. For all the details, go to thegolfus.com. We have two locations in Huntsville and a location soon coming to Hughes Road in Madison. That's thegolfus.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, our producer extraordinaire. You are listening to us on Talk Radio WZZN. You can also find us on the internet, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, X, whatever it's called, and all over the place. And we are glad to have you with us, however you happen to be listening today on May 20th, a Wednesday, the day after Election Day here in the state of Alabama. Not the final Election Day, but the primary Election Day. And now we are joined, as per usual on Wednesdays, with the Redstone Rocket Report, given to us by the editor of the Redstone Rocket, the longtime editor, Mr. Skip Vaughn. Skip, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I couldn't be better. I'm sitting here looking at the online edition of the Redstone Rocket, and it looks like the star writer is also the editor. You have the two front page headlines.
Yes, I do. I was busy last week. I mean, the proof is right there on the front page. I was running around trying to cover everything I could. Of course, my award-winning team was a big help, and we got a lot done. But there was a lot going on last week, and our paper reflects that.
Well, tell us a little bit about the first headline article about the organizations getting together to talk about construction priorities on the Arsenal. And I will say this, just from my travels around the Arsenal, which are not to work anymore, but I still go out there quite a bit. Man, there are cranes, there's dirt being broken, there's more going on out there than, as my grandmother would say, you can shake a stick at. So tell us a little bit about that story.
Yes. So we here at Redstone Arsenal, we give our tenants, all of the organizations out here, the opportunity to select our construction priorities. And these are those projects that you just described, the new buildings, the complexes, and so forth. So what that organization is called is the Real Property Planning Board. And it's 17 voting organizations, 13 of which were represented at this particular meeting last week, which was the spring meeting, the semi-annual meeting. So they meet in the spring and they meet again in the fall. And so what happened was various organizations got up and gave a brief talk about what projects they would like to see put at the top of the list as far as construction priorities. And at the end of that 90-minute meeting, these 17 organizations, 13 of which were represented at the meeting, get to vote on what they think the priority should be. And so, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry. I just kind of drew a breath.
And, of course, the next step is that the senior commander will get to review the list and endorse it. And that's the next step.
Well, can you tell us, like, what the top couple of projects are, or was that released?
Well, we didn't really just release particular specific projects, but I can tell you a new project was this proposed consolidation of the police and fire department locations. They want to have one central location. And that got a lot of support. That got a lot of support. It was an impressive presentation that the representatives for that project gave, and at the end of it, that did generate a lot of support.
Well, now, it's not in the rocket this week, but I think it's happening tomorrow, or if not tomorrow, very soon, and that is the opening of the bingo hall. I've been keeping an eye on that for quite some time. Isn't that opening pretty soon?
Yes, and we did have a photo. It's a standalone photo in today's paper, but it officially is called the Food, Beverage, and Entertainment Center. And that's what will be opening tomorrow. It'll be dedicated. They'll have a ribbon-cutting ceremony at 2:45 p.m.
Well, now, what is going to be in there other than bingo? Is it going to be a restaurant? What other kind of food is happening in there?
Yeah, they have eateries and musical things. It's entertainment, and so, but it's more than just bingo. And of course, it will be the location for what used to be the Challenger Bingo Center that will be located there at that location, which would be near the commissary.
Well, I have a question. I haven't played bingo since I was a second lieutenant in the United States Army at Fort Rucker, Alabama. And the reason we went was because my buddies and I were always after free stuff wherever we could find it. And the meal was free at the bingo game. So we'd go play a little bingo and get our bellies full and go home. But at this particular place on Fort Rucker, they gave away a lot of cash when people played. Is this bingo center going to do cash prizes? Or is it going to do you know what they're going to be giving away if you win?
Yes, it will be money. And I understand, I don't play bingo myself, but I understand it's very popular. And it was as you described. I mean, people go over there and they try to win traditional bingo, and they do get money prizes. So there will be some money prizes for sure.
Well, you know, speaking of bingo, for our listeners, if you never have played bingo, if you can identify numbers and the letters of the alphabet and have ears and eyes, you can play. It's not that hard. In fact, it's a simple little game. Well, you also had a cover story about Operation Security. Now, I'm familiar with that because I used to be the, as they call it, the OPSEC officer for one of my government entities. But tell our listeners what Operation Security means and where it came from. I think it really got its boost in the Vietnam War.
That is correct. Because, of course, we had just in daily operations, the government, military in particular, we have secrets. We have things going on that we don't want our adversary to know about. And during Vietnam, a lot of our plans, for some reason, were getting found out by the enemy. They were finding out where we planned to attack and so forth. And this was continually happening. And so the Army decided, well, we need to do something about that. And they came up with Operation Purple Dragon. And the symbol is what you would think. It's a purple dragon. I mean, it's a distinct creature, and it draws attention. And so what we do is Brian Rainwall, who is one of our security directors out here, he and his wife, they own this purple dragon display, and they take it from building to building, particularly during the month of May, which is OPSEC Awareness Month, and they take it to various buildings out here, and it draws attention to the importance of Operation Security.
Well, you know, and to our listeners, just one thing, you know, that was in Vietnam, that was in times of combat, but Operations security is not necessarily just somebody trying to steal combat secrets. Bad characters, and yes, there are bad characters here in Huntsville, Alabama, because of the many things that happen on the arsenal. They can take little bitty things and piece it together, things that you may think are inconsequential, and they can come up with some information that you just would not believe. So our government employees and everybody who's affiliated with that needs to make sure that they keep what they're not supposed to release in a status of not releasing it. So I also noticed you had an article in the Rocket about the Veterans Museum. We had representative, now reelected representative James Lomax in, the other day, and he was part of a group that presented, I think, $600,000 to the museum.
That is correct. And what that is a project to expand that longtime facility, which is, on Airport Road. And it's got wide support and approval, and so it's making progress. And that's a big step, $600,000. They have a monetary goal, and they're working toward it. And so I know Randy Whitrow, who's the who started that facility. I remember him when he was a soldier, and he's the one who he had a lifetime of collecting military artifacts. And so I remember when he started it in a trailer, and it has obviously grown, and now it's expanding even more, and they've run out of room. And that's what this expansion project is all about.
And also, if you go out there, again, I've said this before on the show, I had Randy on the show one time, but if you go look at the old mannequin that's in the Cobra helicopter there. The sunglasses on his head are mine, my old Army aviator sunglasses. And the checklist to crank that Cobra up that sits on the mannequin's leg is my checklist when I used to fly Cobras. So how about that? So what else is going on in the Rocket? I noticed there's a lot in there about Memorial Day activities.
Yes. Of course, my personal thing that I have going on every Memorial Day is Cotton Row Run. I run in that every Memorial Day. It's a they you have a choice. You can either run the 10K, which is 6.2 miles, or you can do the 5K, which is 3.1 miles. And they traditionally draw a crowd. They draw so many runners from all over that they have to have a registration cutoff because, people flock to this thing. We're looking at the weather reports. We don't know whether it's going to be raining Monday, but we've run it in the rain, so whatever happens. The only showstopper would be if there's a thunderstorm and there's a lightning issue, because I remember one year where we delayed the start because of lightning. But it will happen.
I thought you were slowing down on the old running game.
I've slowed down, but the old guy is still out there. I mean, I've increased my mileage, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I've run up to the longest I've run was an hour and 38 minutes on the Greenway, but I know I can run a lot longer. So I'll be out there as long as it takes, but I will finish the 10K, the 6.2 mile.
There you go. Don't let the old man in. Keep that old man at bay.
There you go. My goal is to just maneuver through the 5K runners who will be assembled at the start of their race, ready for their starting pistol as I'm finishing the 10K. I'm always about the last one, but that's just the way it is.
Well, you know, I was in the military, we had to get up every day and run in combat boots, run on pavement. And after I left the military, I kind of said, that's it. I'm not going to run anymore. I'll do stuff on the treadmill, but no more running. And I took my kids down to an Alabama game one time. They were 10 and 12. And I got caught in the middle of the street and some traffic was coming and I had to run across the street. And I looked and my two kids were busted out laughing. And I said, what's so funny? And they said, Dad, we've never seen you run before. So at least they got a look at that. You know, there is one other thing in the Rocket I wanted to mention. Sure. It's an article people really need to read. And I'm going to have somebody on the show to discuss this. But you have an article in there about the new Madison County Veterans Cemetery, which is coming. That's a, you know, you say, well, what a great benefit to have a cemetery. Well, it is, and especially with all the veterans we have. And did you have anything to do with that story, or do you know anything about it?
Not the particular. I didn't write that particular story, but I know that too. We have such a strong military community, retired military and so forth, family members, that it's a big thing with them. This community wants that veteran cemetery, and so I know it is a major project for this area.
It is a major project, and there's not many of the in fact, I think there's only one other in the state of Alabama, so the fact that we have that is very good. And one thing the article mentions is there is a, if you're interested in that, there is a town hall on June 18th where you can go learn about that and find out if you or your spouse are eligible and can qualify to be laid to rest there. So a good thing happening for the veterans in our area. But the thing I got to ask you, I think you really nailed one this time on your song listing. You picked Alabama, man. What a great choice.
Yeah, I got to give props to my brother, Dave. He's a retired Huntsville police officer, and he says, Skip, you need to get out of your comfort zone, because he knows that I'm a classic rock junkie. I mean, I've got classic rock songs playing in my head all the time. And he said, you need to get out of your space there and try to get into country music. And so he shamed me into that. There you go, Alabama. So Alabama is the song list this week. And I must admit, I learned some things. I didn't know much about them. I know they're the pride of Fort Payne. I know that's where they're from. But I learned that they really do have an impressive list of songs on their resume.
Well, now, did you know the songs, or did you have to have help making out your list of 15?
Well, thanks to Google, I mean, I yeah, found it, and then when I listened to them, I said, "Oh, I know that song," and so I learned it. And they really are a good group. I mean, I'm still a classic rock song junkie, but I like their music. I like Alabama.
Well, speaking of classic rock, did you happen to catch Rod Stewart on TV last night? Or maybe it was.
I totally missed it.
Well, guess what?
I missed that.
You didn't miss anything. Rod is I think the game has passed him by. He was kind of like a shadow of his former self, but he used to be big in classic rock. Now, on your Alabama list, have you ever been to an Alabama football game and seen what the fans do with Dixieland Delight?
No, and you know, up front, you know, I'm an Auburn guy.
That's right.
Tell me what your fans bust their heart. Tell me what they do to Dixieland Delight.
Well,
I'm interested.
I can't really say what they do, because they have some little phrases that they mix in where they say some not so nice things about some of the SEC opponents. But
so you don't get that at Auburn.
Oh,
no, you don't get that.
You don't get that at Auburn.
No,
that's the difference between classy and Alabama.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Well,
Eagle, Brian.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, when you go to a game and you hear that and all these people just chant. It's almost like going to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, where everybody knows the little lines that they're supposed to say. But that's one of the things they do. So what's coming up out on Redstone Arsenal next week? What are you looking forward to in the, well, obviously Memorial Day activities? Is there anything else that strikes your fancy?
Well, this week is not as busy as last week. I mean, last week I always work overtime. You know, I'm a workaholic. But this week the pace is a little bit slower. And, of course, there are people that like to take off days near a holiday. So I'm expecting by Friday, a lot of people will, this parking lot will probably be half full with people getting ready for Memorial Day.
People taking off for a holiday. I don't know anything about that. I'm sitting here looking at Bill.
Well, I can tell you this, Skip. I was out on the Arsenal both as a soldier, as a contractor, and as a government employee. And when you're a contractor on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend, you pretty much have the whole place to yourself because all the government guys are gone.
That's true.
Yeah, I love getting the Nixle alerts from the Arsenal. And you can always guarantee at right around 8 o'clock on Friday, liberal leave is in effect.
Yeah.
There you go.
Liberal leave in effect, and they are gone. So are you going to have a paper next week? We're not going to be live. Well, we're not going to be live next next Wednesday. So
we're going to have 2 weeks worth to catch up on next time we talk to you.
There you go.
Okay. Well, one thing I did want to mention that I haven't mentioned so far, we did have our second annual safety day. It was installation safety day. It's a big deal. I mean, we put one of the priorities out here is safety. We want people to be safe here at work. We want them people to be safe at home. And so it was a good turnout, and one of the stars of that show was Huntsville Utilities. They did a demonstration of the power of electricity. So safety is a big thing out here.
Well, you know, that is true. It is a big thing. It was a big thing when I was in the Army and the government. And I have a couple of rules of home improvement in my house. If water goes through it, I don't touch it. And if electricity goes through it, I don't touch it either, because those are two. One can kill you and one can really damage your house if you don't know what you're doing. And guess what? I don't know what I'm doing. So.
And by the way, water and electricity don't mix.
No, they don't mix.
Not mix at all.
Hey, Skip, thanks for joining us. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Finish that 10K run. Do it well and just finish. That's all you need to do. So,
hey, you know what, Skip? They still call it the finish line if you're last.
That's right.
That's true. And I will be last, but I'll be smiling.
There you go. Any forward motion.
All right. Well, hey.
There you go.
Thanks much, Skip. We'll go ahead and let you go, buddy. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back in just a bit.
Y'all all want a two-step. You say you want a do-si-do. Well, here's your fiddling song before we go. If you're going to play in Texas, you got to have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not fun.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Orthopedic Center. It's in the name. TOC, the premier choice for all your orthopedic needs. With over 40 physicians and 20 centers of excellence, TOC is the name to trust for complete, expert orthopedic care. And that word center, we mean it. With more than a dozen locations across North Alabama and the Tennessee Valley, TOC is in your community whenever you need us. As the state's largest orthopedic practice, TOC is built on trust, trust we've earned with every patient we serve. You can see that trust on the field, too, as the official sports medicine provider for the Huntsville Havoc, Huntsville City Football Club, Oakwood and Alabama A&M Universities. Thousands of athletes and coaches count on TOC to keep them in the game. From student-athletes to unexpected injuries, our urgent ortho clinics offer prompt, expert care, no appointment necessary. So remember, when it comes to your health and mobility, trust the name that says it all. TOC, helping you live a better life.
Tom Abraham here for my longtime friend Mike Owen of Owen Home Appliance. You know, Mike has over 25 years experience in the appliance industry, and since 2017, Owen Home Appliance has served customers in the Tennessee Valley with a focus on quality products, affordable prices, and excellent customer service. Owen Home Appliance prides themselves on community involvement as well, sponsoring local teams and events while making sure that you get the right appliance at the right price. Visit their highly interactive showroom in Lacey Springs, just 8 miles south of the river on 231.
There's power in caring when it is put into action. Each year, our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food bank. I'm Bobby Humphrey, Vice President of Business Development for Bryan Bank, and community service is just not a line item in our mission statement. It's who we are. Because after all, Alabama is our home too. That kind of commitment to community might not be what you would expect from a bank, but it's exactly what you can expect from us. Give us a call or stop by one of our two offices in the Huntsville area and experience unbeatable service and legendary results.
Bryan Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS ID 2428943, member FDIC.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 80s. We're also talking about scattered showers and thunderstorms across the Tennessee Valley. No severe weather expected. The day's not going to be a complete and total wash, but you should keep the umbrella with you at all times. We're going to repeat this process as we head into your Thursday. A mostly cloudy sky, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the low 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer extraordinaire Brian Temple. We just had Skip Vaughn on, the editor of the Redstone Rocket, and you can find that in many, many newspaper distribution boxes throughout the city, or go to the RedstoneRocketOnline.com, and there you can read it for yourself. A couple of items in the news that have caught my eye. One thing, I thought this was just absolutely, I've never heard of anything like this ever, where some scientists have hatched 26 little chicks from artificial eggs that require no supplemental oxygen. Now, this is supposedly a huge technological breakthrough, and it might even be able to bring back, this sounds like Jurassic Park kind of stuff, but it might be able to bring back some birds which are extinct. Now, how they're going to do
it. I don't know, Jurassic Park didn't work out too well.
Jurassic Park, every iteration of it didn't work out too well.
Well, it's because people tried to do bad things. But, you know.
People tried to do bad things, but that did happen, and that made me think of Jurassic Park. Another thing that kind of caught my eye is this harkened me back to my days of struggling through economics at West Point, where I studied the theories of John Maynard Keynes. And our country, by the way, is based on his theories of Keynesian economics, which essentially is a supply and demand based system. And Alabama just reported that our unemployment rate was 2.7%. And it was below the rate in March of 2025, which was 3.0%. So why is that important? Well, if you believe Keynes, which I think he's the one who is the basis of our economy, Keynes said there's only two things that you have to control. One is unemployment. One is inflation. And his theory was, as long as both are below 4, you're doing just fine. So that's one of them we have that is below 4, 2.7%. And
now let's work on that inflation thing.
Yeah. I don't think the inflation thing would pass that test right now at all.
You know, I've been doing around, speaking of inflation, I've been looking around a little bit during the breaks. I have not seen if there's any progress of the great state of Alabama waiving the gasoline tax or the federal government waiving their taxes yet. I know it was announced that they were looking into it like a week or so ago, but I haven't heard anything since.
Brian, I haven't
heard. Am I
heard
just
a thing.
Missing that, or
no? It hasn't happened. You know, I've been tracking that. I kind of do a Google search on that every day, and there has been Nothing whatsoever.
That sounds like Montgomery. Overpromise, underdeliver.
Yeah, now that they're all elected, the heck with it. We're not going to do anything with that tax. Mm-hmm. So
congratulations. We're screwed to live.
And the gas, by the way, I did see $3.85 today. So that okay. was.
And the Wawaho and Owen Oakwood Avenue is $3.99.
Well, hey. At least it's a little bit better than 414 or whatever it was last week. So let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and wrap this hour up, and we'll come back and talk a little more election stuff.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfer's elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfer's elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfer's elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
You've been paying on that life insurance policy for years, but maybe you don't really need it anymore, or it's gotten a bit too expensive. Well, before you just let it expire, let Neighbors Insurance Solutions share with you some alternatives that you haven't considered. Don't throw away something that still may have great value for you. If you want to learn more about what Neighbors Insurance Solutions can do for you, call 256-763-7693. A death benefit could be a life benefit. Learn more at 256-763-7693.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Before you build, know the ground beneath you. OMI Incorporated has been North Alabama's trusted name in geotechnical engineering for over 30 years. We provide subsurface investigations, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing to keep your project moving forward with confidence. Commercial, industrial, and public projects, OMI has the experience to get it right. OMI Incorporated, experience below the surface. Visit omi-eng.com. Or call 256-837-7664.
This summer, we make HVAC history as Sensegreen Heating, Cooling, and Insulation celebrates our country's 250th birthday. Happy birthday, America! In honor of crossing the Delaware River and kicking Cornwallis out of Yorktown, Sensegreen now offers $1,776 off new HVAC systems. Give me liberty and a new HVAC smart system this summer at Sensegreen with Bryant. Whatever it takes, just like our founding fathers. USA! USA! USA!
Alabama license number 12705, flash 52808.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
He's still a soldier. His blood runs red, white, and blue.
Hey, folks, glad you're here with us today on this day, May 20th, a beautiful day, but looks like we're getting a little bit of rain today, and hopefully the weekend will be dry, but it looks like a lot of the Memorial Day activities may have to move inside. I don't think it's going to be a total deluge or washout, but I think you're going to need to, whatever you're going to do, you're going to need to be able to move it inside if you have to. A couple of things. We're going to stay on the election theme for just a little bit more because there's more to come. We just finished our primaries yesterday, and now we've got the runoffs, which the runoffs are going to be June 16th, and most every major state race is in a runoff election. And then we've got this newly created election, which is August the 11th, and that is the special election for the congressional districts of 1, 2, 6, and 7. These are the ones that were based on the recent Supreme Court decision that said Alabama can go back to using some maps that they used to do in the past.
You know, one thing that we learned yesterday I thought was very interesting when we had Catherine Robertson on, she said the state that they can do redraw the districts, and the party in power is empowered to do that. And I was, you know, to make sure they stay in power. And that's her words, not mine. I was not aware of that. I thought that they were redrawn to be more fair and balanced, to adequately represent the people there. But this is different than when I understood it. And I'm afraid that I was rather naive about that.
Well, you know, what I'm going to try to do, Brian, is I'm going to try to reach down into that office and find somebody who can tell us, because I've asked that question to many people, how do these lines get drawn? We got to find that out, because
right.
I don't know, but I will find out.
And how it's going to affect, especially people in South Alabama, where those districts are.
Yep, it's going to be interesting, and I guess as we listen to the flight of the Valkyries.
I'm just picturing you flying your helicopter.
Hey, I'm when I see this, I think of Bugs Bunny singing Kill the Wabbit, but
yeah.
Either one works.
Benefits of a classical education.
There you go. Well, we'll get out of here and we'll come back, and we got a lot more stuff to talk about today. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. We're out of here.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows how I get my grill on. You can smell that flavor up and down the road. It's a little taste of heaven and everybody knows. That's how I get my grill on. Kanaka sausage. It's just a little taste of heaven.
T-minus 3, 2, 1,
Ignite the fun. Let's. Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back for 6 games, May 19th through the 24th. Promotions include Tail Wagon Tuesday on the 19th, halfway to Halloween night with a cash costume contest on the 22nd, and Harry Potter Weekend closes out the homestand on the 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. Let's rock it.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio, WZZN.
Okay, what does he look?
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are rallying as bond yields and oil prices fall, easing inflation worries. The Magnificent Seven big cap tech stocks are mostly higher, led by Tesla and Nvidia. And shares of Nvidia are up over 1% ahead of their big earnings release. That happens after the closing bell today, which will be a key test for the AI trade. An Intel stock is popping 6%, the chipmaker snapping its 5-day losing streak on Tuesday, with its stock falling around 16% over the period. And the minutes from the Fed's late April meeting were released release this afternoon, with the majority of officials anticipating that interest rate increases would be necessary if the Iranian war continues to stimulate inflation. And ChatGPT maker OpenAI is preparing to file for an initial public offering as soon as Friday, according to the Wall Street Journal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us. And it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
Republicans in the U.S. Senate race here in Alabama will be headed to a runoff election this coming June. U.S. Congressman Barry Moore will be up against former U.S. Navy SEAL Jared Hudson in this runoff race. Hudson appeared to be behind Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall on Tuesday, but pulled ahead towards the end of that day, squeaking past Marshall with 25% of the Republican vote to Marshall's 24%. Moore pulled in less than 50%, coming in at 39%, forcing the runoff election to happen, which will be held this coming June 16th. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Caroline Dobson has won the Republican primary to be the candidate in the Secretary of State race. Dobson received 65% of the vote over Christopher Horn, who had 23%, and Glenda Jackson, who got 12%. Dobson is a real estate lawyer out of Montgomery, who also launched a congressional bid back in 2024 and lost to Shamari Figures. Dobson will now go up against Democrat Wayne Rogers in the general election. And incumbent state auditor Andrew Sorrell will continue to run as a Republican for that seat. Sorrell was victorious over his primary challenger, Derek Chen, who is a newcomer to Alabama politics. Chen pulled in 32% of the vote in this primary to Sorrell's 68. Sorrell will now go up against Democrat nominee Violet Edwards in the November general election. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back for 6 games, May 19th through the 24th. Promotions include Tail Wagon Tuesday on the 19th, halfway to Halloween night with a cash costume contest on the 22nd, and Harry Potter Weekend closes out the homestand on the 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. Let's rock it.
Before you build, know the ground beneath you. OMI Incorporated has been North Alabama's trusted name in geotechnical engineering for over 30 years. We provide subsurface investigations, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing to keep your project moving forward with confidence. Commercial, industrial, and public projects, OMI has the experience to get it right. OMI Incorporated, experience below the surface. Visit omi-eng.com. Or call 256-837-7664.
On Saturday, May 30th, the best wrestlers on the planet take flight in Rocket City. The high-flying action of AEW returns to Huntsville for the first time in over 1 year. Saturdays are for Collision. And on Saturday, May 30th, Huntsville is all elite. AEW Collision, live from Von Braun Civic Center. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20 at AEWTIX.com.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years, and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Baumhauer's Restaurant. Legendary food and legendary fun. Whether you're craving the freshest seafood from Alabama's Gulf Coast, juicy chicken or char-grilled steaks seared to suck in at perfection, you're craving Baumhauer's Restaurant. Add to that a sports-themed atmosphere and HD flat screens every place you look. For a sneak peek at the menu, go to Baumhauer's.com. Legendary food, legendary fun. Baumhauer's Restaurant.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. Temperatures climbing into the mid and upper 80s. We're also talking about scattered showers and thunderstorms across the Tennessee Valley. No severe weather expected. The day's not going to be a complete and total wash, but you should keep the umbrella with you at all times. We're going to repeat this process as we head into your Thursday. A mostly cloudy sky, scattered showers and thunderstorms. Temperatures in the low 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast. Only on Talk Radio WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Talk Radio WZZN. Give us a call if you want to. 256-382-0724. In a few minutes, we're going to be joined by Dr. James McGraw, who is a prominent cardiologist at the Heart Institute, and he's going to tell us about something I studied up on, and I was going to do a little talk on it, but I'm going to have to let him do it. Non-invasive cardiology. I'm not well versed enough, even after studying it, to speak intelligently on it, so we will allow our guest to do that. But let's talk just a little bit, maybe to close the loop on elections, about the history of elections in the United States of America. As you're aware, our Constitution was written in 1787, and at that time, not many people could vote. Only white men who owned property, no women, no African Americans, no Native Americans, and no adults under 21. Elections were always local, slow, and often public. Sometimes you would just stand up and say who you wanted to vote for. And the Congress, the Constitution originally didn't allow for direct election of senators. They were chosen by the state legislatures until 1913. And also, the Electoral College was created because the founders wanted a buffer between the public and the president. That system exists today, and it still is controversial every 4 years. A lot of people just want to do away with it. Our first presidential election, guess who won? The guy on the dollar bill, George Washington. But George Washington said when he left office, political parties are not good. Wonder if he was prophetic. And they have been around since for quite some time, and there's always been fierce competition. You can look back in the history books and look at Thomas Jefferson and John Adams had a bitter political election, but also it was kind of one of the first times where this country worked, where power was transferred from one entity to the other, one party to the other, without wars or unrest or whatever the case may be. And after the Civil War, the 15th Amendment passed, which theoretically gave black men the right to vote. But in the South, that didn't really happen like that. There were poll taxes, literacy tests, intimidation, and many other things that just prevented African Americans from voting. Women also had to fight for voting rights. Leaders like Susan B. Anthony spent decades organizing marches, protests, and campaigns. And in 1920, the 19th Amendment gave women the right to vote. Well, what really has transformed our elections, and gosh, did we not see it this past couple of weeks? You know, ballots were handwritten earlier, and then they were printed. Then we had voting machines, radio broadcasts, and eventually television debates. And yes, of course, more commercials than every thing on TV for the last couple of weeks was an election commercial. And then in 1965, we had the Voting Rights Act of 1965, which pretty much outlawed discriminatory practices. And that's the law that recently has been challenged in Louisiana because they said their districts were drawn in a discriminatory manner. And as I've said earlier, I'm going to effort to get somebody on this show who can say, here's how districts are drawn in the state of Alabama, because I've asked that question a lot, and I can't seem to get a straight answer from anybody.
Well, in my view, yes, they were discriminatory against the people who didn't want those people to vote. The people who didn't want the folks in those areas to vote are the ones being discriminated against. But that's my take on it.
And hey, that's your take, and I respect it. What I want to do, though, is I want to find somebody who says, this is how these things have been drawn, and somebody who says this is how they should have been drawn. And, Brian, I hadn't found...
See, that's what I want. That's what I want to hear, how they should be done.
How they should be done.
And who has the right to challenge it. And this thing that Catherine Robertson said about that the political party in power can draw them any way they want, because that's not true. Because the Supreme Court told them that they couldn't use the ones they drew up.
Well, we're going to have
Before the Supreme Court overruled the Supreme Court itself and told them they could use it again.
Yeah, that's an interesting little twist.
I wonder who's packing the court.
Well, so what has ended up happening these days if we have an election system that I think, at least here in Alabama, is not corrupt. I think we've got a lot of checks and balances in place such that only the people who are supposed to vote can vote. And I know Brian and I talked about this. You know, you go in, you put your license down, they take a picture of it, they scan it, they verify everything that's on it. You have to sign the little touch screen that says, yes, this is in fact correct. And then you're allowed to receive a ballot and you are allowed to vote.
And shout out to all these poll workers out there. One of which I discovered was my neighbor. They doing a fantastic job, at least at the people that I've talked to at their polling places and at my polling place. I'm doing a great job. Everything was efficient, running smoothly. They knew they had all the answers to everyone's questions. They were quick and responsive and knowledgeable, and that's a testament to their training, and congratulations to them. What a great job, and great job Donnie Shaw setting the standard.
Absolutely. And folks, you know, if you see people in a runoff, I can pretty much guarantee you that we're going to have them on this show prior to the date of the runoff on June 16th. So if you have some questions, go to our Facebook page, leave a comment, you know, say, hey, ask Mr. Wall this, you know, ask Jared Hudson this, whatever you want them to be asked, and we'll be glad to do it.
Put a comment under the live video or anywhere on our Facebook page. You can put something in the comments of our YouTube page. The Point with Bill Crawford on YouTube, at us at Twitter, Talk Radio WZZN. You can find a way to contact us on the website, talkradiowzzn.com. There's lots of ways to get a hold of us. Or you just want to be old-fashioned about it, 256-382-0724.
Or if you see me walking down the road, just grab me by the stack and swivel and say, hey, I want you to find out this from this guy who's running for this position.
Well, if I see you walking down the road, first I'm going to give you a ride.
Thank you.
to wherever you need to be, get your car fixed or whatever. Because I assume if you're walking, your car needs fixed. And then I'll ask you.
Well, if I'm walking, my car needs fixed. If I'm running, something's desperately wrong. There's maybe a bear after me. Because
well, here's the thing. I don't run anymore. If something's chasing me, I just go, it's been a good run.
Yeah.
It's been a good life.
I'm about the same way. I'm just not a runner. So, well, let's.
This is how it ends, huh?
This is how it ends. Well, hey, when we come back, folks, we're going to have cardiologist Dr. James McGraw with us. And if you have some questions, you know, you want some free medical advice, give us a call. You can talk to him, 256-382-0724.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Hi, this is Wes Neighbors. I'm here with Sam Fleming with Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Sam, tell the folks about Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Hey, Wes. Our company, Fleming Roofing and Restoration, specializes in commercial and residential roofing and repairs. I'm a fifth-generation Huntsvillian, and our family's been doing construction business in Huntsville area since 1965.
Sam, what kind of roofs does Fleming Roofing and Restoration do?
Our guys are skilled enough, we can come out and address any kind of leaks or issues you might have on your commercial, on your metal roofing, on your shingles. We can do anything, and we can offer you a solution to repair it, or we can replace it.
Well, you guys also do insurance restoration.
Our staff has 10-plus years of experience as insurance adjusters, and we really do know the inside and out of the claims process at Fleming Roofing and Restoration.
Check out Fleming Roofing and Restoration online at FlemingHSV.com, or you can call or text them at 256-651-9440.
Hey, Wes, we show up.
AL cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
We have been selling printer supplies for 50 years. Today we've made it easier than ever to make sure our customers get the best price and the best support.
You can order supplies online with our guaranteed low prices, saving 40% and getting our award-winning on-site service for free.
There's no catch. Ask any of our customers. We want to be more than just a vendor. We want to be a partner in your success.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford. That's me, Bill Crawford. Producer Brian Temple is alongside. And a lot of times on the show, we talk news and we talk politics, but we also like to talk about things that are just good for the citizens of our area to know. And our next guest is going to help us with that, and that is Dr. James McGraw of the Heart Center with Huntsville Heart Hospital. Not Heart Spittle. Dr. McGraw, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Hey, I could not be better. And before we get into our discussion about areas which I will readily admit I'm not expert in, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How did you decide to become a doctor?
All right. First, I'd like to say thank you on two accounts. One, thank you for having me on your show, and then thank you for your service. I noticed that your history, your bio, I went to the military academy. I'm also curious, maybe we can talk about later, how you ended up picking which academy to go to, since you had the opportunity to go to either one. But back to me for a second. I grew up here in Huntsville. I was born in Huntsville Hospital, went to Butler High School, always had an interest in medicine, going into being a doctor, went to University of Alabama, Roll Tide, and then stuck around the state, South Alabama, for medical school. And then I said, yeah, I probably ought to see a little bit more of the world. And I went to Kansas City, Missouri, for my cardiology training at a place called Mid-America Heart Institute. And that was about the time that cardiology was taken off with doing angioplasties and a lot of things, kind of what's kind of almost commonplace these days, taking care of heart attacks and things like that. So it was really exciting time, and it really caught my interest, and I've enjoyed the ride so far. It's always a changing field, and so it's kind of keep me on my toes.
Well, I would like to think that a good cardiologist is on their toes. So first, before we get into this, I'm going to answer your question about Annapolis versus West Point. My dad went to Annapolis. I had a nomination to Annapolis, and I was also the sixth alternate to West Point. And Annapolis said, hey, you're really a great guy, but you're not smart enough. They didn't teach you enough in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee. So that's made that decision for me. And then I was the sixth alternate to West Point. This was post-Vietnam, and five people didn't want to go. So West Point said, you're more than smart enough for us. And I went up there and did well. So that answers that question. And
again, thank you for your storied career and your service. So that's very commendable. And again, deeply appreciative.
Well, Dr. McGraw, we're going to talk about two things that will lead us down many paths. One is non-interventional cardiology and also invasive cardiology. But let me ask you this, for our listeners out there, what are the big signs that they should be checking on in their own body to say, hey, I may need to go see a Dr. McGraw? What are some of the things that people readily can tell when it's just not working right?
I think sometimes I always tell folks, when you feel something you haven't felt before, like you'll know your indigestion, you'll know, yeah, I'm normally this kind of tired. But usually when you get my age, in your 50s or 60s, when things just seem a little bit out of the ordinary, and that would be for most people, men as well as women. Women are probably a little more in tune with their body, so they know when something's not quite right. Us guys, we kind of end up glossing over things and kind of blaming it on indigestion, even though it's not our usual indigestion. So in terms of heart disease, very specific, and hopefully most people understand this one, is, you know, angina, which is considered a symptom that you get with lack of blood flow to your heart, which almost everybody gets that, but oftentimes diabetics don't get any discomfort. The symptom classically is a heavy weight sitting on your chest, getting shorter breath, breaking out in a sweat when you're doing a normal activity that you're used to doing that doesn't happen. Those are some of the signs that, hey, maybe I should go talk to my family doctor. Start there. It's always a good place. They know you really well, and they often do an excellent job doing some of the routine things that need to be done to check up on you. But, you know, oftentimes just leave it up to your own. Usually your intuition, I find most people are like, yeah, you know, you're right. I should have thought about that. It really was something different. And the symptoms are sometimes quite varied. I always tell people, between your belly button and your earlobe, if you feel something different, you let somebody know about it.
Well, does it count if you break out in a sweat when you're watching the current Alabama football team not do so well?
Interesting. That's a funny thing, because there are stress tests that we do, and not only stress tests, a physical stress test, but you can do things with mental stress as well. So making people do long division in math, or maybe watching your favorite sports team not do quite as well as you'd like them to do, that can also elicit those. But usually, it's usually a physical thing where you feel it. You can get like a mental stress. But it's going to be like, yeah, I know this is my normal time to get that pit in my stomach when Ty Simpson's not ready to make that throw or something like that. But usually it's going to be, okay, this is something different. I really haven't felt this before. And that's what you got to be on the lookout for, since heart disease cardiovascular disease, and I include heart attack, stroke, and vascular dementia. Those are the top three. Those are the top three things you don't want to, you know, those are imminently preventable, in my opinion. And if we kind of get on top of it early, then you have a good chance of not succumbing to one of those things.
Well, I think most people are familiar with the signs of a heart problem or a heart attack, but I think one of the things that scares a lot of folks is the stroke, because that can just happen out of the clear blue sky. Are there any warning signs for a stroke that people should pay attention to go to the doctor and say, hey, this isn't right. I think I might be a candidate for a stroke.
One, obviously, are the common risk factors that we see, you know, cholesterol, high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, sedentary lifestyle, all those kind of things. But in terms of a stroke, yeah, it's pretty classic. It's things they've heard about: numbness, tingling, difficulty with speech, your thoughts aren't quite as sharp as you think. Those are the early warning signs of a stroke. But to kind of tell you like a week or two before you're going to have a stroke, you know, that's all about prevention and being on top of, you know, just staying in good health.
Well, I think that's a good thing. And, let me ask you some tips on that. What should people do to stop? I know it's diet and exercise, but, you know, if you were their cardiologist, what would you tell somebody who comes in and says, hey, I want to get my lifestyle in order. What should I do?
Okay. It's a great question. I think, I would start with first is, and it's very helpful because heart disease is a familial or inherited in part. And so talk to your siblings, mother, father, brother, sister, first degree relatives, and find out if they have had any heart issues, because oftentimes that's going to be quite applicable and relevant to your doctors taking your history as well. Knowing some details about that is quite helpful. The next thing I talk about, there are four pillars of things in terms of if we're talking about blocked arteries and plaque buildup and such that affect the heart as well as the brain for heart attack and stroke protection. I talk about cholesterol. Know your numbers, all right? Important numbers are the quote-unquote, and please, all you lipidologists out there, don't shoot me for calling it bad cholesterol, because, be honest with you, all cholesterol is good. It's a building block for the cell membranes in our body. It also is a precursor to hormones and things like that. But there is a certain type of protein that we all know about, they called the LDL, aka the bad cholesterol, that you want to keep a close eye on that. And that is directly proportional to the incidence of heart disease, increasing events. Next one is blood pressure. Next one is activity level. And then the fourth prong is what I call a low inflammatory lifestyle. So things that will inflame your body, getting sick, getting the flu, getting COVID, autoimmune disorders, smoking, uncontrolled diabetes, all those things. And then diet plays a big role in that, making sure you're getting plenty of fruits and vegetables into your diet, incorporating whole food, plant-based nutrition. So they're very simple things, but they're really hard to do. You know, a lot of those things are really challenging that we all battle with on a daily basis, making sure we get our exercise in. But in terms of heart disease, that what most people consider, we're very fortunate in this day and time, and we used to define heart disease as when you had your heart attack, when you had your stroke, when you had bypass, or when you had surgery. Nowadays, we have fancy tests, such with the CAT scan, that we can detect the plaque in the arteries much earlier when it's asymptomatic or it's not really causing any problems, but we can hopefully make interventions in terms of diet, lifestyle, as well as medications to help ward that off and kind of push it to the future.
Well, I think you're leading me into an area which is exactly what I wanted to have one of our main subjects of discussion, and that is non-invasive cardiology. Frankly, I look at the stuff and I say, yeah, I know what a lot of this is, but a lot of the stuff, I can't even pronounce them. So to tell our listeners what non-invasive cardiology, I make the assumption that non-invasive means you're not going into the body with any
Correct.
Sort of cutting instrument or poking or whatever. So tell us just a layman's discussion and description of what some non-invasive cardiology procedures are.
So you're exactly right. When we say invasive, those are things where you're going to have surgery or you're going to have an angioplasty or you're going to have a diagnostic procedure where something does break through the skin or it enters the skin and goes into a blood vessel and then does further imaging and treatment options and things like that. And we have a variety of things that treat, you know, what I would colloquial call the plumbing, which would be the arteries, or
things that do for things for electrical phenomena like atrial fibrillation, and those are considered invasive. So what a particular specialty in cardiology, which is what I partake in, is what's called a non-invasive cardiologist, and that is where we do a lot of the imaging procedures that you'll hear about, ultrasounds of the heart. We call it echocardiogram, meaning with just simply ultrasound, nothing else. We get a good look at the heart function, the valves, and how well the heart squeezes, and if there's any other issues that we can diagnose with that. Other imaging technologies that we use are what's called nuclear medicine. And then the last one I was referring to, the CAT scan, that's considered coronary CTAs or CT scans of the heart, that's specially formulated design protocols where we can actually take a picture up to a beating heart and see vessels with resolution under the millimeter, which is pretty remarkable. That's something I've been able to partake in over my career since its onset in the early 90s. And so and nowadays the technology that we have, and we're very fortunate, extremely fortunate at the Heart Center to have two of the best CT scanners in the world. And we get just eye-popping images of the arteries. And like I said, you don't have to wait to have your heart attack. We can see plaques that are there and help you take, prevent problems from occurring.
Well, one term you used that I'm certainly would like a little bit more in-depth explanation is what exactly is nuclear cardiology?
Nuclear cardiology, it refers to a specific branch of cardiology where we often utilize it in corporation or in coupling with a stress test where you'll get a minute radioactive tracer. Basically, it's in and out of your body within 24 hours, very low dose, probably about the same order of being walking on the earth for 3 or 4 years. It's not very much radiation at all. And the tracer goes to the heart specifically, soaks it up, and lights up the heart. And it's one of the ways that we can help determine blood flow to the heart. Areas that light up, we say, hey, there's no blockages. Areas that show up, maybe it's dark or not as bright, we say, there could be a blockage there. That's a very commonly performed type of stress test, and we augment it with the nuclear reagent. That a special camera called a gamma camera or a different type called a PET camera will actually be able to visualize that tracer.
Wow, that's pretty fascinating. So now let's talk about the other end of the spectrum where there is something that's going to enter the skin, and that's the invasive cardiology. I think most people have heard they've had bypass surgery or heard of bypass surgery, pacemakers. Give us a little more in-depth explanation of what those procedures are.
Well, that is a very diverse, that's a whole other group of cardiologists, the invasive cardiologists. Those are my colleagues, and we they're often referred to as interventional cardiologists or structural. And they deal with inside of the heart, particularly helping improve the blood flow to the heart with balloons or angioplasty or stents. Most people have heard of that. They also do diagnostic studies where they can measure the pressures inside the heart to help optimize the heart function, kind of like your car gets a tune-up. And then you refer to the electrical part where you have pacemakers and things to take care of disease called atrial fibrillation or atrial flutter. And those are my electrophysiologists. Those are electrical engineers that do work on the heart and kind of help remap it. And those are procedures that are commonly performed where the people, they talk about going through the wrist, starting an IV just below the thumb and the wrist, or going in the groin, and they're able to, with a catheter, manipulate these catheters several feet away and do just incredibly gifted and talented things to help improve not only the electrical system of the heart, but the plumbing and the blood flow and the overall heart function.
Well, let me ask this question, and I only know how to ask it in a layman's term because I'm certainly, I could probably fly a helicopter better than you, but I bet I could not work.
That about you. I'm pretty sure you can fly one better than I. And I've driven by Fort Rucker. My sister lived there, and I watched the emergency landings where they would basically just turn everything off and watch it drop to the ground. That was pretty insightful.
It is, and actually those things are a lot of fun to do. But what I was going to say is this: again, back to a layman's term, heart surgery, you think of it, you're going to get your chest split open, they're going to go in there. Sure. And nowadays, that's not necessarily the case. I think you alluded to some of that, but I guess my way of asking that is you shouldn't be afraid of this, right?
No, I don't think not here in Huntsville. The Heart Center has an excellent reputation. Huntsville Hospital, the surgeons that we have that we work in conjunction with, they do an excellent job. So yeah, your coronary bypass surgery or grafting, as it's called, is a way of improving. I always say it's improving the blood flow to the heart, and our surgeons do an excellent job. We have an outstanding quality record, and then my invasive colleagues are the ones who do the angioplasties. We work in conjunction. I would say about 8 to 9 times out of 10, we can usually take care of things with what we call a catheter base. That's a very minimally invasive. You know, you do go through the skin and go up and do the angioplasty and balloon. And then about 10 to 15% of the time, sometimes there's just too many blockages to try to fix things that way, and it does require surgery. Or if it's a valve, we have different ways of taking care of valves. Oftentimes the valves we've gotten to in the last 5 to 10 years, take care of them. Also, what we call percutaneously, meaning not having to split open your chest, but to go through the groin. And we've done a remarkable job with that here in Huntsville.
Well, now, if someone were to come to you and it was caught in time, is non-invasive cardiology going to do a real good job towards keeping them out of the invasive arena?
It's a great question. You know, I think they can relax. All cardiologists are what we call general trained. And so whether you are in seeing one of my invasive colleagues or myself, a non-invasive, you're going to get the initial what we call evaluation and workup, and then get to the point where if you need a specialized cardiologist, then we gladly refer you on. I have the good fortune of working for Huntsville Hospital, which is a very benevolent employer, and they take excellent care of people here in Huntsville, and not once do I have to worry about who am I sending somebody to or what I'm doing. Or, you know, I get the blessing of just simply taking the best care of somebody like they were a family member. And so, you know, if you see an invasive cardiologist or general cardiologist, you're going to end up at the same spot with the best care possible.
Well, now, in this day and age, just as a general rule of thumb, you know, back when I was a little kid, you know, somebody had a heart problem, you would start, you know, mentally writing them off saying, well, that's going to be the end of them. But nowadays, aren't most heart ailments fairly treatable?
They are. They're eminently treatable. And my belief is the sooner we, even with preventive measures, you know, cholesterol at earlier and earlier ages, that eminently treatable and help prevent those complications. That's where, you know, I've been doing this for almost 30 years now. And so at this stage of the game, I'm all about prevention. I'm a big believer in preventive cardiology. And some things you can't prevent. Some things you're born with a different valve or a, you know, hole in your heart or those things. And you have to rely on your great friends, the surgeons, to help us fix those things. But in most instances, exactly like you allude to, cardiovascular disease, we've made great strides in this country. We still have a lot to do. We still got to, you know, help people, you know, remind them. But you know, all of us are guilty of, you know, procrastinating and not getting things checked out and not following up on our cholesterol and things. But we have excellent drugs, you know, more than statins. Everybody's afraid of a statin, but those are great drugs. We have other drugs besides that. If that's an issue for your cholesterol, it's a great time to be a cardiologist. We have so many tools in our toolbox to help people.
Well, Dr. McGraw, let me ask you one final question. What has been your greatest reward as a physician? The thing you say, wow, I was here and look what I did.
I think it's just got to be the people. I think you start out with, I was in love with science when I started out and then fascinated with the medicine. And then as I've gotten enough gray hair, I've just realized that the people are the blessing. The people are the reward that, coming to work every, you know, I feel silly saying it's work. I come to show up at the office or at the hospital every day, and it's being a part of people's lives. And I never take that for granted. Now I realize, you know, that they're really welcoming in and giving me such a special feeling that I'm able to help. And I think having a servant's heart and realizing that staying outside of yourself and helping other people is really where true happiness is. So I thank everybody, all my patients, for giving me the opportunity to share, you know, in their health and help make me happy. And I hope I've made them a little happy along the way.
Well, one final question. If somebody's out there listening to this and they say, wow, you know, this really has caught my attention, can they just come to the Heart Center, make an appointment, and go there, or do they have to be referred through some sort of healthcare process?
Yeah, we take people all the time as self-referrals. That's what we call it. It really, sometimes it depends on their insurance or their means, you know, of what their insurance dictates. But I think, you know, let's not forget the people on the front lines, the primary care providers, nurse practitioners, and family doctors. They do a tremendous job, and they'll start you off in the right direction and make sure you get to us if you need to. But yeah, we do take people that are interested in really taking good care of their heart, or if they have a strong family history. I love that, because like I said, I think the earlier you start, that prevention is the key, and it's a big part, is to get an earlier head start on that.
Well, hey, Dr. McGraw, thank you for your time, and hopefully this year neither you nor I will have a heart episode while watching either Alabama or Army Navy. But lately they've really I wouldn't want to take my blood pressure during an Army Navy game. Let's put it that way.
Exactly. Hey, you know, like with your health, hope springs eternal. You can, you know, we're always hopeful. Plan for the worst, but expect the best. So that's my motto. So.
All right. Well, Dr. McGraw, thank you so much for your time. That is Dr. James McGraw from the Heart Center of Huntsville Hospital. Very obviously knowledgeable physician, no doubt about that. And Brian, let's go ahead and take a break, and we will be back in a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Bill Crawford here for the Regenesis Stem Cell Center, the place to go for golfers' elbow pain. Traditional treatments require significant time away from the golf course and often don't work. Dr. Charles Lee can treat golfers' elbow using platelet-rich plasma extracted from the patient's blood and get you back on the golf course after a two-hour visit. Golfers' elbow can be permanently eliminated for a fixed price of $585. Golf season is here. Enjoy pain-free golf with just one visit to Regenesis.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the Valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
Your Rocket City Trash Pandas are back for six games, May 19th through the 24th. Promotions include Tail Wagon Tuesday on the 19th, halfway to Halloween night with a cash costume contest on the 22nd, and Harry Potter Weekend closes out the homestand on the 23rd and 24th. Get your tickets and learn more about our weekly promos by visiting tptix.com. Let's rock it.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
your Fox 54 update.
On Fox 54, weather impact meteorologist Emily Owen. Scattered showers and a few thunderstorms will be possible heading into this Wednesday night. We'll see temperatures fall into the upper 60s. Heading into our Thursday, we'll keep a mostly cloudy sky in the forecast. Scattered showers and thunderstorms also going to be possible. High temperatures warm into the low 80s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is almost the end of today's edition, whatever you want to call it, of The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN. If you want to, give us a call, 256-382-0724. Brian, I thought that doctor was a fascinating interview.
What a very interesting interview. It's we're in a great day and age because all this stuff is so specialized now. Talking about just mostly doing imaging and doing a lot of the diagnosing that, you know, not that long ago somebody would have to run a catheter up your leg and do a look around or even split you open and look.
That's right.
And, you know, it's what they can do there. And even, you know, surgery used to be a big thing, you know, cut you in half. And now a lot of it's done laparoscopically, a couple of little holes, you know. So it's fascinating. And to hear someone so passionate and so excited about his work is great. I love hearing people that are excited about what they do.
Well, just in case you're wondering, neither Brian nor I are patients of his. Don't ask me how I stumbled across him, but I was looking for somebody to do an interview on National Swim Safety Month, which is this month. And
We're getting a twofer this week.
Yeah,
because his wife is Kristen Stitt, and she does swim safety. She'll be on in this same time slot tomorrow.
Yeah, she just said, hey, you may want to have my husband on. He's a pretty good interview. And lo and behold, Kristen, you are absolutely right, and we really appreciate that. And so just another couple of items in the news as we wrap today up. I would say this, go ahead and, you know, Uncle Jed used to say, plant your corn early on the Beverly Hillbillies. Well, you better buy your tickets early because guess where the 2030 Super Bowl is going to be? In Nashville, Tennessee.
Huh.
And that is super. Here's a quiz for you, Brian. That is Super Bowl LXIV. Do you know what those Roman numerals stand for?
64.
You know what? You're absolutely 100% correct. And
I did pretty good in Latin.
Yeah. Well, hey, I figured that
out. I remember none of it, but I remember doing well.
Well, that is Super Bowl 64. It'll be in Nissan Stadium. That opens in 2027, and that's something that I just think Nashville has sort of taking its place as the destination city in the South, which is maybe topping New Orleans and Atlanta and places such as that.
Well, it certainly has its own flavor.
Oh, yeah. It has its
nothing
own.
Nothing's going to replace New Orleans. New Orleans is New Orleans. But, you know, Atlanta is its own thing. Birmingham's its own thing. Nashville's its own thing. It just is what it is.
Well, it is what it is. But I still think, you know, with all that's going on there, that's a lot of people are heading to Nashville these days.
Yep.
And it's a good place to go. Another thing, God, this is one of the most horrible stories that I have heard in quite some time.
Well, I can't wait to hear it now.
Well, you probably already seen it on the news where a 56-year-old lady in New York just got out of, parked her car and stepped out of it, and the manhole next to the car, the cover had been knocked off by a passing truck, and she went right down the manhole, and it killed her.
Dadgum.
I mean, that's just...
I don't mean to be crass, but kind of look where you're stepping, but I mean, gosh.
Yeah, Elmer, I mean, that's...
That's the last thing you expect is... jump out and the ground not be there.
That's a sad thing. And she was a mom and a wife and had some kids. And I just can't imagine just what happened. Well, she stepped into a manhole cover, and they're investigating that now. But it's never going to bring her back. So
well, you know, it wasn't that long ago where there were back there after 9/11, they were welding the manhole covers down, welding them shut.
Yeah, I guess not anymore. Maybe they're going to start doing that again.
Maybe so.
Also, one thing I found I thought was kind of interesting, and this to me falls in the category of some people just have more money than they know what to do with, and that was a Jackson Pollock painting called Number 7A, sold for $181.2 million at auction. Have you ever seen any Jackson Pollock paintings?
Yeah, it's very interesting.
It's just like somebody dipped a paintbrush and slung it at a sheet, you know. And
yeah, well, I mean, I understand that, but also it's an interesting play of color and texture, so it's fascinating.
It
of course,
is.
The other side is also fascinating. It's someone to pay that much money for it. I mean, it's interesting, but it ain't thousands of dollars worth of interesting to me.
No, and if somebody said, you can have this Jackson Pollock painting or I'll give you $181.2 million, I can tell you which side of the equation I would come down upon.
Well, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
That's true.
And also, how much does something cost? Whatever somebody will pay for it.
Yeah. No, that's what it's worth. And so Jackson Pollock still, he's no longer with us, but his paintings still sell. And one other thing, one last little item of news, maybe make sure that you take a good look in your lettuce bags before you open them, or maybe shake them up and see if there's anything moving around in there. Because at a Woolworths in Australia, a lettuce bag was opened and it contained a live frog.
And okay. And considering Australia, that's the least scary thing that could be in there.
Yeah, that is not a very scary thing for Australia. There could be a spider or a scorpion or something like that, but I would hate to open my lettuce bag and see a frog hop out. I don't think I'd eat that.
No, I wouldn't. I didn't even like dissecting them in biology class.
No, I didn't either.
I mean, frogs have their place in the yard over there.
In the yard over there, in the pool. I know when I was a little kid, we used to gig those things and cook them up. They're actually pretty good to eat.
Yeah, that's what I hear.
But that's not something.
Like chicken.
That's like the old Gary Larson cartoon, The Far Side, where it had two chickens talking to each other, and one of them said, "Don't you hate it that everything tastes like us?" But
well, you know, they always say it tastes like chicken. Well, you know what chicken tastes like.
Tastes like frog legs.
Rattlesnake.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get out of here.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
Take it right to the edge with Donato's Pizza. That's right, with Donato's, they don't waste any space. And if you're going to put 100 slices of pepperoni on a pizza, you need to go edge to edge. And that provolone cheese is smoked and aged in Wisconsin. All of Donato's produce comes from right here in the Tennessee Valley as well. And Donato's is more than just pizza. Check out the subs, calzones, and wings as well. Two locations in the valley to serve you, in Madison on Madison Boulevard and in Huntsville on the South Parkway. Donato's Pizza.
This is Bill Crawford, host of The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Hey, I'm Bobby White, and this month at Lynn Layton Ford, we've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for up to 84 months with zero dock fees or no hidden markups. That's right, employee pricing plus 5.9 for up to 84 months, no dock fees or hidden markups. With your good credit, lease a 26 F-150 STX for $399 a month for 36 months with only $3,000 due at signing. Lease a 26 Explorer Active for $399 a month for 36 months, $3,000 due at signing. Or how about a new Bronco Big Ben 4x4? $485 a month for a 36-month lease with $3,000 due at signing. We've got employee pricing for everyone, plus 5.9 for 84, and no dock fees or hidden markups. Come see us at Lynn Layton Ford, right in the heart of Ford country, just a mile south of the Beltline Indicator, or online anytime at LynnLaytonFord.com. All leases are with a zero security deposit, 10,500 miles a year. Offer ends 5/31/26. See us for the details.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
Before you build, know the ground beneath you. OMI Incorporated has been North Alabama's trusted name in geotechnical engineering for over 30 years. We provide subsurface investigations, environmental consulting, and construction materials testing to keep your project moving forward with confidence. Commercial, industrial, and public projects, OMI has the experience to get it right. OMI Incorporated, experience below the surface. Visit omi-eng.com. Or call 256-837-7664.
On Saturday, May 30th, the best wrestlers on the planet take flight in Rocket City. The high-flying action of AEW returns to Huntsville for the first time in over 1 year. Saturdays are for Collision. And on Saturday, May 30th, Huntsville is all elite. AEW Collision, live from Von Braun Civic Center. Tickets on sale now, starting at just $20 at AEWTIX.com.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Folks, welcome back. We're going to wrap up this episode of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple. We've had a good day today, a lot of interesting stuff to talk about. I really enjoyed hearing Dr. McGraw come on with the Huntsville Heart Center at Huntsville Hospital. Obviously, if you have something that is bothering you, as he said, from the belly button to the throat, go get it checked out. Tomorrow, we're going to have two guests on the show that you may want to listen to. Guest number one is going to be senatorial candidate Seth Burton. Seth did not make the runoff.
I really hoped he'd place better yesterday, but it just didn't work out.
No, it just didn't work out, but it's not for lack of trying, and it's not for lack of competency. But we're going to have Seth give us a little postscript on his campaign and what his future plans are. And also, he's going to be with us in the future shows, too. Give us a little insight. And after that, as Brian mentioned earlier, we're going to have Kristen Stitt, who's going to talk to us about water safety, and she's an expert in that. So
tonight, Trash Pandas are in again. They're still hosting the Chattanooga Lookouts. We'll be on the air at 6:20 tonight, 6:35 is first pitch, here on Talk Radio WZN, ZZN 97.7 HD2.
And folks, keep our service members in your thoughts and prayers, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow. This is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple, and we are out. Thank you much.
You don't look out for each other, would you?
Stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.